Item 14, from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting authorization to apply for, accept, and implement one or more Fund for Lake Michigan grants. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Mr. Healy, welcome.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. We have a few grant programs for you today that we'd like authorization on. The Fund for Lake Michigan has provided funding to us in the past for several projects, one of which I'm going to talk about a little bit later. But basically, we're looking at applying this year to get some funding from them to help Brian Russett, our natural areas manager, with some of his land management programs, interested in water quality and improving the stability of our parklands.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Porkowski.
Thank you. If I could, unless colleagues have problems with either we're on item 14, but I'd like to take items 14, 15, and 16 together. Again, if any of my colleagues have questions, and we can obviously separate those. But I'll make the motion to approve that package. They're all in the same genre, if you will. Mr. Haley could maybe give us a thumbnail sketch, but that would be my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. We have a motion to take items 14, 15, and 16 together. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a brief question on item 15, which is about the Green Infrastructure Grant from MMSD. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, as I mentioned earlier, yesterday I was at the Wilson Senior Center, which is adjacent to Wilson Creek. Given all the melting and runoff we have right now, there's a lot of water shooting through Wilson Creek at a very high rate of speed, and that the speed is caused and worsened by the fact that Wilson Creek has a concrete lining all through it, part of the brilliance of the 1950s, I guess that was. No offense, Mr. Haley. Now, I was curious, is Parks Department working with MMSD on that situation? I know MMSD has plans that keep getting pushed back to naturalize the creek, make it a more of a wetland environment instead of a concrete environment. But I was just curious if Parks has any involvement. I think I saw Mr. Keegan shaking his head there.
Which way was it going?
Mr. Haley?
Mr. Right. Chairman, Supervisors, the answer simply is yes. We're working with MMSD on several of our river projects. Wilson Park Creek is one of them. They're looking at reducing the issues related to flooding, and also the KK River Parkway, which both of them are concrete lined. We've got similar issues in Underwood Creek Parkway, and it is their intention long-term to remove those concrete liners and naturalize the channels. So we are currently in design discussions with MMSD over Wilson Creek and KK.
Okay. Now, I know MMSD has, like I said, they've been pushing back the dates. If I want to say the KK was supposed to happen within the next few years. It might be pushed back now to 2020, 2021. So I plan to be at their hearing this fall and say, we need it now, which will mean anytime within the next 2 years. So we should be just cognizant of that, and thank you for your input, Mr. Haley. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Jerzyk.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I actually came in to speak on item 14. Just a little background information. I, along with some of the elected officials in South Milwaukee, have attended meetings in the county of Racine, and they are doing a major initiative in Racine around cleaning up the River Parkway. It is on. That led me to understand a little bit better about the funds for the Great Lakes. It's my understanding that they are getting $12 million per year on that. It's it actually was an award and is being paid by We Energies as a result of some pollution that was caused by their projects. I actually don't believe we have been aggressive enough in going after those funds. This Root River cleanup project, they actually brought in environmental engineers through contracting and have mapped the entire Root River Parkway and all of the wetlands that flow into it, which is comprehensive, divided it into tiles and created plans around every single tile, and there are thousands of them. It's a very expensive project, but a very comprehensive cleanup. The main one that I'd be looking at is the Oak Creek Parkway, but certainly even one that Supervisor Haas was talking about, and MMSD is one potential source, but I think we need to be much more aggressive than we have been, and I am not criticizing parks. Sometimes I don't think they have the capacity to take advantage of this kind of funding. And if that's something we need to correct in budget, we should do it. Because we could be doing some major projects that would be substantial. And the South Milwaukee one is going to be problematic. I have worked with the parks director, and we've had meetings just, I think, 2 weeks ago. Many of you know, probably because I've talked about it, that South Milwaukee is the only municipality that's not part of MMSD. That was one of the oldest cities when the county formed. They were originally the city of South Milwaukee, far removed from the original city of Milwaukee. And they formed around an old grist mill on the Oak Creek, which was created by the Fowle family, who used the Grand Park Clubhouse as their home. Actually, that became the Grand Park Clubhouse. But, you know, I could go into the whole history of this, but because there is no MMSD in South Milwaukee, a lot of the issues with the Oak Creek fall on the Parks Department, because we own the parkway and we own basically Grand Park, one-fifth the landmass of the city of South Milwaukee, and there are no agreements on who has responsibility. So we are in the process of drafting an agreement, but some of the problems, for example, just dredging the mill pond, which is something that city has dearly wanted us to do, and which engineering looked at, could cost us anywhere from $700,000 to $1 million to dredge that pond because of contamination. You have major industries like Caterpillar and even the workyard from the city of South Milwaukee in the wetlands of the Oak Creek. Industry and cities have not always been kind to these watersheds. So I would be asking, Mr. Chairman, that we be much more aggressive in looking at this kind of huge funding that's available if we were aggressive in applying for it. The city of Racine has done a very aggressive and very comprehensive job in applying for those funds, and they have gotten some tremendous projects. So I think we could do that. We may need more capacity to do it, and that's something I think we should look at a budget. And I also want this committee to be aware of that Oak Creek Parkway agreement that's going to be coming hopefully within the next couple months or so. So that's all I have on that. But I do hope we get, you know, more cognizant of some of these funds that are out there.
That's great information and a good suggestion. I think fertile ground for meetings prior to budget for a number of us here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The motion before us is to take items 14, 15, and 16 together. Is there objection? Hearing none, are there further questions on any of the items? Pardon?
17.
Yeah. Do read them into the record.
Okay. And item 14 from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting authorization to apply for, accept, and implement one or more Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District Green Infrastructure Partnership Program grants. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit. And item 16, from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting authorization to apply for, accept, and implement a State of Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources County Snowmobile Trail AIDS Grant. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
If there are no further questions.
Mr. Chairman, the 17 is also a grant.
I understand. That's not part of the motion, however. We'll take that shortly. Please call the roll.
And then do we have a motion?
Supervisor Borkowski, move.
14, 15, 16.
14, 15, and
to recommend 16. Adoption. To
recommend adoption.
Okay. On the motion to recommend adoption of items 14, 15, and 16, Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend adoption of items 14, 15, and 16 prevails.
Thank you. Item number 17, please.